Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. Thanks for joining today. Today, we're going to talk about community, the importance of community, and how communities can affect your life. Just want to recap what we spoke about last podcast. We talked about how to be happier at work. We've talked a lot about living in your happiness, and at work is one example of a place that you want to be happier. And last week, we talked about six ways to get happier at work. And those are create goals for yourself, get a mentor or become a mentor, eat lunch with people, avoid conflict, get a work BFF, and take breaks. And so these are some things that we can do at work. But today we're going to talk about having a community, a strong community, either inside or outside of work or both. A community can really shape your life experience. And for the better, lack of community can also shape it as well. You may feel more lonely, like you're missing some things. So we're going to talk about the importance and benefits of community in your life. Today's crystal is one that I came up with. The stronger your community, the stronger you are. So communities can really help to build you up. So we'll talk more about this crystal as we discuss some of the benefits of having a strong community. I want to share with you that I watched on Netflix the show, How Can You Live to 100? I don't know if any of you all seen that on Netflix yet, but if you have or have not, then I'll just share a few nuggets with you. Probably I'll share the one takeaway, the biggest takeaway that I got about living to 100. The people who live the longest have the strongest communities. Now in the show, the Netflix docuseries, Live to 100, the guy, the expert Dan Butner visited areas across the world that he termed blue zones. So these were blue zones that had very high life expectancies. People in these areas lived to 100 or very close to it. And the average age was higher than the average age just, you know, in general around the world. And so one of the main things that he found, no matter what blue zone he visited, and he went all the way from California, there was a town in California that he visited, to Italy, to Asia, Okinawa, and Japan. So he went all over the world. He even went to South America, visiting certain areas and regions across the world. All of these places, one of the things he found was that the people who lived the longest had strong communities, very strong communities that either supported them as they aged. They could have been their family. The one in California, it was more of a religious group that helped each other and provided support. But all of these blue zones had a sense of community. So we're going to talk about community and some of the importance of having a community so that you can be more encouraged to strengthen and build your community around you. So one of the five benefits of having a community is knowledge. A community, if you were, you know, I've talked on here about reimagining success, trying new things in your life, living the life that you've always dreamed of. And one of the easiest ways to help you do that is by having a community or joining a community of people doing what you are interested in doing. Whether it's painting, being an entrepreneur, speaking, if you can get around these people and be around them, you'll learn, you'll gain knowledge, so much knowledge from them that you didn't already know. So that's one thing a community can give you. Knowledge and the chance to learn from one another. Joining a community of like-minded people means that you have an increased chance of meeting someone who's willing to take you under their wing and mentor you as well. And having a strong mentor who's willing to guide you and give you the benefit of their experience means that you can avoid making costly mistakes that could potentially derail your startup or your career, whatever you're interested in. And so this is one of the reasons why community is very important. And of course, you can gain a mentor out of that as well. So the second example, before we move on to the second example, I just also want to mention that when we did talk about living, becoming happier at work, being a mentor or getting a mentor was one of the ways that we could do that. And having a community around you can help you find a mentor more easily or get recommended a mentor. So just another example of why communities can be so important. The second benefit of a community are the connections. The connections you make in a community can be vital. Joining any community means that you have a chance to improve your personal and professional network. And growing your network means increasing your chances of encountering positive opportunities through the relationships that you develop. That could mean an opportunity to further your career or meeting someone who is able to provide you with the help you need. You just never know. You might even meet your next spouse in one of your communities. So these connections will help you in your life as you move forward through it and help you to get to the places you want to go and do the things that you want to do and some that you've never even thought about doing. One of the most important things about networking is that you can get your name known by people who have the power to open doors for you. And ideally, you can return the favor for others. So connections are key for us, getting ahead and just learning and growing. And so that's why a community is important, because you can also get connections, new connections that you hadn't had before. Another reason that community is so important and vital and helpful is inspiration. Once you get all these new connections or meet these new people, get some more knowledge, you'll become inspired. Inspired to do different things, inspired to try new things, inspired to try just new ways of doing things, or inspired to live your best life. And that's what we all are here to do, is to enjoy our life, to live the life that we have designed and desire. And so inspiration is a big piece of that. If you just think about some of the famous people and celebrities that you may see but don't know, many of them probably inspire you. You want to have that type of lifestyle. You think, I'd like to live in that house, have that car. But the benefit of having community around you of people, it'll be people who you know that can inspire you. So then you have the chance to talk to them and learn from them and really model what they're doing so that you can do that in your life if it's something that inspires you. So that is the benefit of having a community, having some more people that you can talk to, bounce ideas off of. They may even help you solve problems or get solutions to things that you're running into in your life or into your journey and reimagining success for yourself. So inspiration is really important. And I just think about in my STEM journey. So STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And I'm a chemical engineer. And I know that some of the communities that I was a part of helped inspire me to want to become a chemical engineer. So some of the people that I encountered, like my, friends and family, they inspired me to learn more about science and math. Teachers are a very powerful one as well for inspiration. And so that's what helped me get inspired to become a chemical engineer when I was younger. And so inspiration, you never know where it can lead you. So be open to it and be open to a community that can inspire you. Now, another thing that a community can provide you with are resources. Resources are vital to all of us. No matter how many resources you have, it's great to be able to have access to new resources. So no matter how talented you may be or how smart you are, you can never know and do everything alone. So that's why founding teams are more likely to succeed than startups with solo founders. So once again, it's a community. That team becomes a community. The reason is that it's impossible to do everything by yourself. There will just be certain areas or skills that you don't have or aren't good enough in, and it will hold you back from achieving your goals. So in order to combat this, you're going to need to find people who have expertise and skills in the areas that you lack. And so that's why it's important to have these resources around you and leverage the power of community. The most straightforward way to fill in your gaps of knowledge is to hire someone to do it for you. But this can be a drain on your time and energy and money. But when you make the time to invest energy into building relationships within your community, you'll be surprised just how many of your peers are willing to help you with whatever problems or abilities that you lack. You may find your next business partner or co-founder within your community. So just think about all of the resources that you can gain from being a part of a community. And like I said, it could be a work community, it could be a personal community, it could be an entrepreneurship community, it could be a spiritual or church community. These communities, when you come together and bring all these resources together, they become very unstoppable. Now, the fifth benefit of having a community is support. Support is having a community to rely upon, and you're surrounded by people who know exactly what it is you're going through. Now, depending on what type of community you have, could be your family community. Families support each other often, help each other, are there for each other. It could be, like I said, a work community of people, or it could be some type of social community, just friends that you become close with, or old classmates that you keep in touch with and still get together with. These communities are very important just to your satisfaction as well. You can do social things with them, have fun, but also in times, hard times, they can be there to support you. So the value, there is such a value in community. It's really priceless, what you can get if you are able to develop a strong community of folks around you. Let's be honest. Life can be hard. You know, there are times where you just really do need someone to lean on, someone to cry to, someone to support you, and having that community of friends, of people there who can help you, or family members, is invaluable. And a community of like-minded people provides, more than anything else, a support network of people who are going through the same exact journey as you. So if you are reaching out to try something new, like starting a business or starting a new career, having that group of like-minded people who've hit some of those pitfalls and run into some of those roadblocks and obstacles that you have run into is very invaluable. So even if people are at different stages in their journey, they can still understand what you're going through, and they may be ahead in the journey, so they can give you some tips to help you continue along the way. Now, Being in and building a community is not always easy, especially in this age of social media, and just coming out of COVID, when we really were lacking community because people were isolating at home and not trying to be around others, you know, for a good reason. But now that we've kind of come out of that, it's important to not be afraid to get out and, you know, venture and go meet some new people at events, things that you like to do, through friends, or even joining a club. All of these are ways that you can expand your community. So think about one way that you can expand your community, and the community, think about what type of community you would like to be a part of. Like I said, it could be something career-based or a hobby that you're interested in. But think about, what is that community that you would like to be a part of? And once you get that thought in your mind, think about how you can become a part of that community. Is it a phone call? Do you have to Google and look online and see where these like-minded people are in your town or city? And also, you can utilize some of these online communities. There are a lot of groups, like Facebook groups or clubs or things that you can do online if the people that you are trying to find in your community aren't right in your town, in your neighborhood. I'm sure you can find them online and create a community that way. So these are just some things to think about when you think about the word community and developing a community. And remember, the crystal for the day is, the stronger your community, the stronger you are. Your community can really help you reimagine success for your life, be on that path, and continue on that journey and not give up and quit. So thank you for listening to my podcast today about community. I hope that you do take a few minutes to think about what type of community you would like to add to the communities you're already a part of. And then how can you find a way to get involved? Hopefully this helps inspire you. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks for listening to the Reimagine Success podcast. This is Melanie Crystal. Bye for now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.